Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Young Rascals bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Peter Myers, our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Creating and Dominating New Markets, purveyor of MeyerGroup.com, MeyerGRP.com is his website. Peter, thanks again for being here. Thanks for helping us understand how to solve problems by using what you call the string theory. Peter, this is Peter's approach to the string theory. Now, Peter, you said earlier, you reminded us that when you have a feed bag or a fertilizer bag or whatever is in front of us, what kind of bird seed bag, that's the way the machine sews it, pull one end of the string and it tightens it, the other end of the string unravels the string and you can open your bag. And you're saying use that same theory. Don't pull harder on a problem if it's not working. Go find the end that's easier. But unlike a bag, finding that easier end is not always that easy.
You know, and that's why they pay us the big bucks and why we run companies. Because if we just wanted somebody who could pull harder and harder, there's a lot of people who can do that. They don't need us for that. Our job is to stop and say, so where is the right end? And so let me give you an example here. A friend of mine works for a large company, let's call it FinServe. It's a gigantic financial services company. And she was brought in as an executive from a small company, a high-tech company, because she is so good at being flexible and knows that market. And fairly quickly, she came across a big political problem. Now, there's a kind of problem that can really go on forever and is really difficult when you have people who are fighting politically inside an organization.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it could be our own small company.
I've seen that before myself.
Yes, every now and then, huh? Or it could be our customers. So we're dealing with, and this, it could be a customer who's got a big political problem that we need to get solved.
Mm-hmm.
So this person I'll call Liz. Oh, by the way, I wrote this up for your readers. It'll be published tomorrow.
Yes.
This could be solved, Liz said, by me trying to be very political and by me trying to fight the political wars. But that's really hard, and it seems to get worse and worse the more I do it.
Mm-hmm.
Or what else can I do? And I said, look at the string from the customer perspective. What would happen if you went around the building and said, the only thing that's right for the customer, for the company, is do what's right for the customer. And here's what's right for the customer. We'll do this and this alone, irrespective of how it works inside our company. What's right for the customer is to do these three things. And so she's stopped trying to be political and said, we're going to pull the string from the customer end.
Right.
And that's how it should work. And all of a sudden, the president of the company said, okay, this is the right answer. And things started working again.
Yeah. And she, instead of her looking like a political animal, she wound up looking like a hero.
Well, she's certainly taking care of her company and her customer. And that's a good thing. And looking like a hero never hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But most important thing is she has a lot to do. And her team is really busy. And her playing the politics may have felt good at first. And it may feel like an heroic thing to do is to try and solve a political problem. But she has a business to run.
Well, the other thing that, you know, in order to, pulling the string is one thing, but deciding to go to that side and seek the string that's the best end of the string, deciding to do that, having the courage and the wisdom to do all that, that's called leadership.
It is, isn't it? And in making the decision that I've pulled hard enough on the wrong end, long enough on the wrong end, even if it's only 30 seconds, I've pulled hard enough and long enough on the wrong end for 30 seconds or 30 days or 30 months, it's time to find the right end of the string. That, again, as I was saying, that's why we have a company as opposed to why we work for somebody else.
Well, and the other moral to that question is something that I've tried to get across to my audience for years now, and I just think it's one of the immutable laws in the marketplace, Peter, and that is, if you want to know what's best for your company, If you want to know where you should be, where your company should be a year from now or 5 years from now, ask your customers. This is a really simple, and I hadn't thought about it from the string theory, the unraveling of the string side. I hadn't thought about it like that before, but I do know that my life is a lot simpler when I think about what's best for my customers. What do they want? So many, a multitude of problems and challenges and quandaries and concerns about the future just go away.
That is certainly a different perspective than many of us take, and it is the right perspective. And there's a book out about that I want to remind your listeners to take a look at. It's a book that talks about the age of the customer. But I'm serious about this. What you did there is you said basically stop trying to pull on the old string that used to work and doesn't work anymore. The signal is it doesn't work. And when it doesn't work, go change the end of the string. Work from the customer end.
Well, there was a time when you could pull harder on the customer string and they would go along with you, but those days are gone. But it's still amazing, Peter, how many people, after all these years, I mean, the age of the seller has been dying for 25 years, and slow and gradually, but there's still people out there operating as if it were still the way of the law of the land.
And isn't that an advantage for your readers? Because
Bingo.
A large company like FinServ spends their time pulling on the wrong end of the string because they're used
right.
to it. A nimble, smart business owner who works from the right end of the string, your end, they're going to win.
And folks, one of the books that inspired me in my book that Peter mentioned, and I thank you for doing that, was
sure.
a book called Creating and Dominating New Markets by Peter Meyer.
Thank you.
I'm serious. I mean that because he was saying it before I was, Creating and Dominating New Markets. Peter Meyer and I will be right back 10 till. Stay with us.
I'm on the road again. I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.